Show is on the air. Another episode in the new series of Jumbo Fire Chief programs, presented for your enjoyment by Texaco service stations and dealers from coast to coast. For greater enjoyment when you drive, use Fire Chief. It fully meets United States government specifications for emergency vehicles, such as fire engines and ambulances. We are broadcasting from the shortest ring of the New York Hippodrome, where this Saturday night, Billy Rose will have the world premiere of his spectacular musical circus, Jumbo. Bigger than a show, better than a circus. An actual audience of 4,500, people is present. And told him the circus was making millions when it was really starving. The United States government is going to auction off the John A. Considine Wonder Show for back income taxes. But in the meantime, John A. Considine, with the true heart of a showman, carries on.
From Broadway now to Main Street, from Main Street to Broadway, every Main Street she comes and stays free.
I can't bear to think that this may be the last parade of our circus.
It can't be the last, Jellicoe. That's a parade that's never stopped. It has come marching with its pachyderms and its pomp and glory out of the days of Nero into the streets of every American town. The never-changing magic of the circus blooming through the centuries.
But you couldn't say fantastic, Mr. Considine. I hear that Mr. Mulligan's going to buy up our old show today with a single bid.
That scoundrel! It's been his lifelong scheme to get me prize elephant Jumbo away from me. But before he does, I'll see Matt Mulligan at the bottom of the deepest bog in Galway.
Oh, but how can you hope to save Jumbo from the auction?
I don't know. The whole world is against me.
Here comes Brainy Bowers. He may have an idea.
Brainy Bowers? Heaven protect me from his crazy schemes.
Salutations, Chief. I heard you arrest the West, and I got the solution to the whole dilemma.
Nonsense. The only one who could save us now would be a man with the wisdom of Solomon, the generalship of Napoleon, and the courage of Caesar.
Thanks for the compliment, Chief. Your confidence ain't misplaced. Late last night, I was sitting on a rock trying to hatch out an idea. I started to sing just to help me concentrate. Then I walked through the streets thinking harder and harder and singing louder and louder. Suddenly, it hit me right between the eyes.
What, an idea?
No, a beer bottle.
Oh.
But as I'm sitting on the ground picking glass from my hair, the idea comes to me. Chief, the circus is saved, and it's the simplest thing in the world.
What is it?
We got to kidnap Jumbo.
What? Strike me, Pete.
Kidnap an elephant?
Precisely and emphatically. You know Mulligan will never buy the circus if Jumbo ain't included? Well, my idea is to disinclude him.
And how are you going to sneak out a 10-ton elephant in broad daylight so nobody will see him?
Not figured out yet.
Get out of me sight, you long-nosed imbecile.
I'm long-nosed, am I? That gives me a clue. If we could dress up Jumbo in one of my old suits, he and me could walk out side by side, and nobody would know which is which.
Have we no right under the law? It's a no appeal to the higher court.
Sure, there's an appeal. But there's only one trouble. Jumbo ain't a citizen. He's an immigrant from Persia.
Rainy Bauer, stop raiding, you fool. Or I'll call the asylum and have them cart you away in a truck.
A truck? That's the solution. I'll repaint the face of Circus Truck. I'll change the name of the truck from the Consuline Wonder Show to the First National Poultry Country. I'll put Jumbo inside, fill her up with fire chief gasoline, and I'll be off like salt on a nickel beer.
Mr. Considine, I think it's a brilliant idea. Mr. Bowers is a genius.
That's putting it mild, Jellicoe. I got a brain like Bismarck. Someday they're going to name a heron after me. Keep your chin up, chief, and always remember the password. Chin up, old beam, and stand the gas. Be a Pagliacci and laugh, ha ha, ho ho. Be a Pagliacci and laugh.
Hello, Mickey. Mulligan Jr. What do you want here?
Oh, I just thought I'd drop in to see if the Greater Considine Wonder Show was still going.
We're still going. And you can sneak back and tell that father of yours that we'll still be going when he's selling snake oil off the back of a wagon.
Oh, darling, let's not quarrel. Let's stop talking about the circus. I've wished for so long that there was no Considine Circus and no Mulligan Circus. Only you and me.
Well, half of your wish is coming true.
Stop crying, please. What are you going to do?
I don't know.
I'll tell you what you're going to do. You're coming with me. I'm sick of this feud between your dad and my dad. We're old enough to have a feud of our own, and we're going to get married.
Oh, no, Matt, I couldn't. I couldn't leave Daddy. See, I don't know what he'd do without me.
I can't live without you either. It's too much wear and tear in my heart. Mickey, I could paint romantic pictures of my love for you. I could talk about the stars and the night. Ah, but it all comes to the same thing.
My romance doesn't have to have a moon in the sky. My romance doesn't need a lagoon standing by. No Mars, or May, no twinkling stars, no
but this is our only chance. We're going to make a break for Friedman and the open road. This is the fastest I've gone since the time I was run out of Walla Walla for painting the name Jumbo right on the back of the mayor's horse. Don't worry, Jumbo. Once we're out of range of gunshot, we'll head straight for the border. What a cataclysm. A motorcycle cop. The long arm of the law is on foot again.
All right, wise guy. Pull over. Pull over to the side of the road. Where's the fire?
I don't know. I'm a stranger around here.
Come on down here. I got orders to inspect all trucks so that nobody smuggles anything out of the Considine Circus. What have you got in that truck?
What decorates the barnyard? What decorates the banquet table? What decorates the college boy's arm? Chickens. That's what I got in there. Millions of them. And right in the middle is my prize hen, Mae West II.
What was that noise?
Officer, congratulate me. Mae West just laid an egg.
Come on. Open up that truck. I want to look into it. Are you connected with the Considine Wonder Show?
The name strikes an unresponsive chord in me. It leaves me blasé.
Well, we were tipped off to be on the lookout for Brainy Bowers, their press agent. They say he's a homely-looking mutt.
I resent that.
Why? Do you know him?
I was never face-to-face with him in my life.
According to the description, he's got a profile like yours. Say, is that your nose?
No, I'm just eating a banana. Why does everybody pick on me? Only yesterday, I was standing on the corner minding my own business. Just commute with nature, see? And a guy comes along and tries to hitch his horse to me.
Come on. What's your name?
If I ever reveal my identity, you're true. I got connections with the G-men in Washington. I'll report you to J. Edgar Hoover. He's a fraternity brother.
Oh, yeah?
A Sigma Chi.
So you know J. Edgar Hoover?
Almost as well as I know his brother, Herbert. Another Sigma Chi.
That's funny. I'm a Sigma Chi myself. Let's see the handshake.
I'm sorry, but the Grand Master ain't allowed to shake hands with anybody.
Listen, you're putting nothing over on me, but you seem to be a harmless kind of a nut.
That's right, officer. What'd you say?
Well, you're lucky you're not Brainy Bowers and you're not connected with the Considine Wonder Show. Otherwise, I'd lock you up in a minute. Come on, drive on.
Thanks a lot, officer. You've been very nice to me, and I want to do something for you.
Well, you could send me one of those prize eggs your hen is laying.
I'll do better than that. I'll give you my personal signed pad for the Considine Wonder Show.
Matt Mulligan, Jr., what are you doing in my tent? Spying for your father, eh? Get out!
Just a minute. I want to talk to you, Mr. Considine. I'd like to help you if I can.
I trust a mulligan as far as I could throw Jumbo. Get out!
I don't blame you feeling that way. Let me tell you why I'm here. I keep thinking about the old times in your show. People who have been with you for 25 years. I can't bear thinking what'll happen to them when your circus is gone.
That's the first human thing I've ever heard from a mulligan. But at that, you're only half a mulligan. Your mother was an old Cassidy. A lovable woman.
I remember when she first took me to the old Madison Square Garden and I saw the circus in all its glory. I remember Dan Costello, the clown, and Mae Worth, the bareback rider.
And did you ever see Lillian Leetzel whirling through the air?
Yeah.
Yes, the circus was a beautiful thing in those days.
I guess those old-timers are still great artists.
My boy, they're the aristocrats of the circus. Though their hair be white and the first bloom be off their cheeks, they're still the youngest people in the world. There's no whippersnapper today that can hold a candle to them.
I can see them now as I saw them then.
When the circus played the garden down on Madison Square, they were the shining stars on the trapeze. And bars, every social swell and bowery bell applauded them there. They could stand up with the best of them there and do their share. Strike the band up and they'll do it again. Way down.
Play the garden down on Madison Square. the auction. Jumbo has disappeared.
Thanks, preserve. Aren't the children feeding the peanuts on the circus ground?
Considine, you know very well that somebody has hidden Jumbo.
Hidden Jumbo? Well, you can search it all. The black kiss is on me. There's Brainy Powers back again with an officer.
Quick, Governor, officer. Take it easy. I tell you, it was an optical delusion. When I put that elephant in the truck, I could swear he was a chicken.
Tell that to the United States Marshal. Marshal, this guy tried to sneak an elephant out of the state. I've turned the elephant over to two of your men, and I'll leave this fella in your custody.
Okay, we'll take care of him. Brainy Bowers, so you failed me again.
Chief, that remark cuts me to the quick. Why, I had that officer bamboozled. He didn't know who I was. As he was leaving, I give him a pass to the Considine one to show, and he ups and arrests me. I can't figure out to this minute why he suspected me.
Oh, you numbskull. This time you've ruined me completely. I'll go out and take a last look at Jumbo.
Listen, Marshal, I'm the sole penetrator here, and I want to square it. What would it cost me to buy the circus back?
Don't make me laugh. You'll have to have cash at this auction.
I've got better than cash. I've got a 5% interest in a Texaco filling station in Albuquerque.
What good is that?
I'll reply to that challenge. Texaco Fire Chief is better than annuity. If you use Fire Chief, you'll go crazy over your car. But if you don't use it, you'll go crazy under it. Give anything to drink to Fire Chief, and it'll go away like the wind.
What's that got to do with me?
I'd like to give you a drink of it.
Don't worry. I'm going right now to start the auction. Mr. Mulligan will be here in 5 minutes, and after he's bought up the circus, I'll take care of you.
He wants to adopt me.
I've got enough evidence on you to send you to jail for 20 years for hard labor and solitary confinement with nothing but bread and water. I'll be back with a warrant for your arrest.
I think that marshal's got something up his sleeve. I'd better think fast. There's a nice quiet spot. Jumping Jupiter. What do I see? Mickey and Mulligan Jr. with their arms around each other.
My romance doesn't have to have a moon in the sky. My romance doesn't need a blue.
A blue standing high.
What's this kind of event? What's this kind of event? Mickey, I thought you had stability.
Brainy, what do you mean by breaking in on us like that?
So that's how it stands. I turns my back, I goes out to save the circus, and when I comes back, I find you with the enemy. Cooperate.
You've nothing to fear, Brainy. I'm the friendliest enemy you ever had.
I won't answer you till you put up a white flag. Mickey, are you going to talk to a man whose father is going to buy us out? In 5 minutes, Mulligan Sr. will be here to swallow us up like an octopus.
Mr. Mulligan Sr. won't be here.
How do you know?
My father got a wire that his bank in New York wanted him at once. And he left on a train half hour ago.
A reprieve. That's as good as a pardon from the governor. What a lucky break for us that Mulligan has trouble with his bank.
He has no trouble with his bank.
Then how did he get the wire?
I had a friend of mine in New York send it to him.
Matt, darling.
Mickey, I don't blame you for putting your arms around him. If it was anybody else, I'd be insanely jealous.
Why, Brainy.
Mickey, you might as well know. I always adored you when you wasn't looking. When you was far away, I used to sit here for hours, talking to your picture. And I'll bet you never heard me. But now I see he's the better man. Not as a press agent, mind you, but as a soulmate. Go on with your song. Don't mind me. I'll find other interests in life. Swimming, bridge, and accessories.
My romance doesn't have to end.
Sweetest little girl in the world is your prize. Look how you're singing that song. No heart, no passion, no tremolo. Watch me. My romance doesn't have to have a moon up in the sky. You see, it ain't the voice. It ain't the vocal cords. It's the mood. Try it.
My romance doesn't need a blue
moon.
How you standing? Look at the picture you're making there. It isn't right. Standing there like two coyotes. Continue.
My romance doesn't need a castle.
Wait a minute. I got it. A balcony. Mickey, you should be looking down on him. If it was good enough for Romeo, it's good enough for Matt Mulligan Jr. Continue.
For a dance, to a constantly surprising refrain.
No, not those piccolo notes, but the cry of an eagle. I'm sorry. Excuse the interruption. Continue.
To a constantly surprising refrain. Wide awake, I can make my most fantastic dream come true.
Close in. I'm amateur. Watch me. So when are you going to put your heart on your sleeve? Every muscle vibrates. Vibrates like a thoroughbred. And with the track wide open, you come crashing into a rock. That's the way to win her. Now you're on your own.
My romance.
My romance doesn't need a thing.
The marshal is raving and fuming all over the lot. Now that Jumbo is back, he can't find Mulligan. And there's no other bidder, so they postpone the auction. Oh, my lucky star is still watching over me. We'll save the circus yet.
See that, Great Daddy? Look, where the men are walking out on us. They're quitting.
Where are you going, Mr. Ball?
For a walk. A long one, and don't try stopping me. I'm quitting. We're all quitting. We haven't paid and we haven't eaten.
Well, you're a pretty faint-hearted lot. Deserting me in the hour of need. I'm a showman. I believe in what my heart tells me. And my heart tells me no one can take me circus away from me.
Stop kidding yourself, Mr. Considine. There's auction signs plastered all over the lot. We haven't played to more than 100 people at any performance. We're tired of living on promises and popcorn, and we're quitting. But, boys, are we downhearted?
No!
Thank you.
Company, Brainy Bowers, always has his 5% interest in that Texaco filling station in Albuquerque to fall back on. For among motorists, Texaco enjoys an enviable reputation. Texaco Fire Chief gasoline, for example, is known far and wide as the emergency fuel. Ordinary gasoline isn't good enough for the United States government. Federal chemists demand a superior type of motor fuel for fire engines, ambulances, and other emergency vehicles. It's a difficult refining job to meet these higher emergency requirements, but Texaco does it with Fire Chief. That's why you get quick starts, faster pickup, lively performance under every driving condition. Try a tank full of Fire Chief. Drive with Texaco and save. Showman John A. Considine be able to reunite his scattered forces, animals, equipment, and men. And poor, blundering Brainy, what of him? Tune in next Tuesday and find out. This is Louis A. Witten speaking for the Texas Company. The cast of the Jumbo Fire Chief program tonight included Jimmy Durante as Brainy Bowers, Arthur Sinclair as John A. Considine, Donald Novus as Matt Mulligan Jr., APK as Jellicoe, and Miss Gloria Grafton as Considine's daughter, Mickey. The story is by Ben Hecht and Charles MacArthur, with original songs by Richard Rogers and Lawrence Hart. Charles Henderson, singing Razorbacks, and Adolf Deutsch, musical director, all under the personal supervision of Billy Rose. And remember, whenever you hear the siren and bell, think of Texaco.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.
WEAF, New York.